Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, continue to keep me covered under the blood. Amen and amen. You are tuned in to Time to Talk About It, and I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the very late Apostle Gloria Porter. So good morning, good morning, good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. You ought to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory. You know why? He woke you up this morning, clothing your right mind, giving you one more day to get it right with him and draw others into your kingdom. So if you didn't say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, you ought to do so right now, because it was nobody but him that woke you up this morning. Amen and amen. So you know what time it is. It's time for us to begin to draw our minds in and for us to pray. So for those of you that have prayer lists, let us gather our prayer lists together and we can hold them before God and we can touch and agree, praying one for another today. This world needs much prayer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, O God, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask you, O God, for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, you have seen all those, O God, that are touching and agreeing, Lord Father, that are holding their prayer lists before you, Lord. Father, you know each and every person name by name, O God, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now as we lay hands, Lord Father, upon our prayer list, holding it before you, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. For Father, some ask for prayer for themselves and some ask for prayer for others, Lord Father. So Father, we're touching and agreeing with them today, Lord Father. Father, knowing, Lord, that you are on time, God, and you make no mistakes in nothing that you do, Lord. So Father, we praise you, we glorify, and we continue to lift your name on high, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Yamilet right now, Lord Father. Father that has breast cancer, Lord. Father, we hold before you Bobby, Lord, that have throat cancer, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Yvonne Talbert that have uterus cancer, Lord Father. And Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we come against cancer right now. And Father, we ask that you dry it up right now from the root cause, Lord Father. We ask you, O God, to touch them and strengthen them, Lord Father. Father, some, Lord Father, in the process of going through surgery right now, Lord Father. Touch them, Lord Father. Father, those that are doing chemo right now, Lord Father, touch them right now, O God. Father, for they need you. They need your strength. They need you to carry them through this, Lord Father. So, Father, as we touch and agree with them, Lord Father, we thank you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus, O God. For we know that you are bigger, bigger than cancer, Lord Father. And Father, you send your only begotten son, Lord Father, took those stripes on his back, Lord. Father, for every sickness and every disease right now. And Father, we thank you and just glorifying you right now, Lord, for the strength. Father, some, Lord Father, on dialysis, Lord Father, for they're in need, Lord Father, of a kidney, a liver, or whatever part that they need, Father, that they need to do dialysis, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for creating a donor just for them, Lord Father. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, and we ask you to continue to give them the strength, Lord, as well, Lord. Father, as they go through this process right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Pastor Williams, Lord, Father, Denise, Lord, Father. Father, we hold them before you, Lord, Father, and you know what they are in need of right now, Lord, Father. What organ that they're in need of, Lord, Father. We're thanking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father, we know that you can do it for them, Lord. Father, we hold before you those that lost loved ones today, Lord, Father. Father, in going through the grieving process, Lord, Father. Father, strengthen them. Give them the peace and comfort, Lord, Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, O God. So touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, so much, Lord, Father, is going on, Lord, Father. So many people, O God, are killing themselves, Lord, Father. Father, we come, Lord, Father, against mental illness this day, O God. Father, we come against suicidal spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And we render it null and void right now. Father, as we call upon you, O God, we cancel in premature death, Lord. Father, they shall live and not die and declare the words of the Lord amongst the land of the living, O God. Father, we pray right now for each and every prayer cell, Lord. Father, that is warring and interceding, Lord, Father. Father, on their region right now, Lord, Father, as they pray and intercede, Lord, Father, for their city and their state right now, O God, for their unsaved loved ones right now, Lord, Father, we're covering them under the blood right now, Lord, Father, and ask that you continue to give them the strength, O God, that they need within you, Lord, Father. And, Father, we come against that enemy right now that will try to attack right now. And, Father, we bind their hands, their actions, their words right now in the name of Jesus. And we cast them out into outer darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Father, cover under the blood today, Lord, Father. Father, our thoughts, Lord, Father, our actions right now, Lord, Father, as we go out into this sinful world, O God, we ask you for your shield and protection, O God. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for the spirit of awareness and alertness right now, Lord, Father. Father, we take you not for granted, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord, Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. But, Father, you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, O God. Father, you woke us up, Lord, Father, that we can do, Lord, Father, not just for ourselves, but for others, Lord. Father, you woke us up, Lord, Father, to draw others into your kingdom, O God. Father, to walk your walk and talk your talk right now, Lord, Father. O God, we can't do it without you, O God. And we thank you for being a merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thank you this day for every prayer that you have answered, Lord, Father. Father, whether it was said openly, Lord, Father, or, Father, it was said silently, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, O God, for hearing and answering prayers, Lord. Father, we thank you not for granted, Lord. We thank you for these very devices that we use, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for the phone, Lord, Father, that we're able, Lord, Father, to connect with one another near or far, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, that we can use these phones, Lord, Father, Father, to preach and teach your word, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for this service right now, Lord, Father. That you, Lord, Father, are taking control of, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, how this broadcast continues to touch the people in many nations, O God. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, that they're able to hear the word, Lord, Father. That the day is coming, Lord, Father, that we will have to remember the word, O God, for ourselves, Lord Father. And at that time, O God, we ask, Lord Father, that the Holy Spirit bring everything back to our remembrance, Lord Father. So, Father, let us begin to war in the heavenly, Lord Father, with the word, Lord Father, that you have given us, Lord Father, that we can trample on the enemy and push them back out into outer darkness right now. Father, I thank you. I thank you for each and every listener right now, Lord Father. Father, as they touch and they agree and they're praying right now, Lord Father, those that are listening now, joining us in prayer, those that would listen at a later time that will join us in prayer, O God. Father, touch them right now. Keep them covered under the blood, Lord. For Father, you know what they also in need of, Lord Father. And Father, we know, Lord Father, that when we're about your business, Lord Father, that you will take care of ours, Lord Father. Father, teach us, Lord Father, to have compassion, O God. Baptize us right now, O God, with your agape love, Lord. Father, knowing, Lord Father, we was not, Lord Father, always in this place, Lord Father. Father, you had mercy, O God, upon us, Lord. Father, teach us to have mercy, O God, upon others, Lord Father. Teach us to be more forgiving, Lord Father. Teach us, Lord Father, to open our mouth, O God, and say what you have for us to say right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for this broadcast, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, it is not ours, Lord Father, but it's yours, Lord Father, to do, Lord Father, as you see fit, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for healing and deliverance this day, Lord Father, being on this airways today, Lord Father, flowing through heart to heart, breast to breast right now, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, O God, to unstop deaf ears this day, Lord Father, and break up that stony heart right now, Lord Father. Father, that they may receive the word, Lord Father. Father, they may want to share their testimony, Lord Father. Father, they may want, Lord Father, to accept you as their Lord and Savior this day, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that time is at hand, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for keeping us in the ark of safety, Lord Father. We thank you for our going out and our coming in, Lord Father. O God, we hold our children before you, our grandchildren, Lord Father. Father, as they are out in summer break, Lord Father, we ask you to keep your shield of protection round about them as we dispatch the angels to stand guard round about them, Lord Father. Those that may be in summer camp right now or, Father, at a babysitter or something, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for shielding and protecting them from traffickers and child molesters right now, Lord Father. We thank you each and every day for just bringing them back safely to us, O God. So, Father, we take you not for granted. We thank you for all that you are doing, about to do, and have done for us, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for supplying all our needs. We thank you, O God, for being that way maker, that burden bearer, O God, that healer, O God, that friend, Lord Father. We thank you and just glorifying you this day, Lord. Father, I ask all this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, you are to give God praise. Hallelujah. God praise. He hears and he answers prayers today. And remember that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Remember, he didn't say it wasn't going to form, but it will not prosper. Amen? When you're going through, count on your Lord and Savior, and he is right there. All you got to do is just open your mouth and call on his name, and he will be right there. Amen. Amen. Let me give you the word today. It say, when life gives you 100 reasons to break down and cry, show life that you have 1,000,000 reasons to smile and laugh. Stay strong. I'll read that for you again. When life gives you 100 reasons to break down and cry, show life that you have 1,000,000 reasons to smile and laugh. So stay strong. You know, today, thank God for this day, because he woke me up this morning. And I always open the line for those that are in need of prayer, have a testimony, or even want to give your life to Christ. For those of you that may be listening on a different device, maybe you're listening on the computer, you know, the calling number is 347-857-3925, and just press that 1 today. Share your testimony. Testimony help others. Don't be afraid or ashamed to do it, because you know what? God brought you from a mighty long way. He brought you through it so you can help someone else to trust God to bring them through it as well. Amen. You know, today is my mom's birthday, and it has been 4 years since my mom is no longer with us. And I was just sitting and just thinking about her. Today she would have been 71 years old. And I can hear her laughter. I can hear her calling my name. You know, when you sit back and you just, you know, just think about the goodness and the times that God give you with your loved ones today. So don't take them for granted. Don't take your loved ones for granted. You do not know when they leave out that door if you will see them again or if they will see you. You do not know that day when God will call your name. So show forth love today. Show forth compassion, kindness. As we pray today for the spirit of reconciliation, families today, amongst friendships today, that you're able to show forth love and kindness to them. Don't wait until they're gone, because you know what? They're gone. They will be forever in your heart. And I enjoy the time that I had with my mom. It wasn't always good. You know, we had our little disagreements and stuff. But you know what? God answered my prayer. He answered my prayer. And I had that opportunity to talk to my mom before she could no longer talk and went into a coma. He gave me that opportunity to hear her voice. Words were spoken to me. It's a blessing. So today is like a bittersweet day, you know, it's like wishing she was here, but glad that she's in no more pain. No more pain, no more trips to the hospital. Thank God. So for those of you that have mothers today that are still alive, if they're sick, take care of them. If they call you and need something, do it with gladness. Do it with joy. Do it with love. Because God know, I wish I had my mom right now. I wish I had her right now. But that's not even in the message. But, you know, I just say today, cherish those care about. Let them know that you love them. Don't wait until they're in a casket. There is no argument word. Stop talking. Love one another today. Show forth the godly love in you today. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Before I begin to bring the message, oh Lord, I will pray. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, Lord, as a humble servant, Lord, I ask you, oh God, to decrease me as you increase in me. I ask you, Lord Father, to use me as your vessel, Lord Father. Father, to bring forth this message however you want it to come, Lord Father. Father, whether it's in conversation, whether it's in prayer, Lord Father, whether you use someone, Lord Father, to call in, oh God, Father, we keep you and just glorify you, Lord. So, Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you, oh God. Father, I ask that you give the people the ears to hear and the heart to receive your word today, Lord. Father, use this message, Lord Father, to bring forth change, Lord Father, in lives today, Lord Father. Encourage others today, Lord Father. So Holy Spirit, I ask you to show up and show out right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, yesterday, we talked about your help coming from the Lord, my help. Make it personal. Diane help come from the Lord because she can't do it by herself. So within us, asking God for his help and knowing where will help come from. In all that, we have to trust him, we have to praise him, and we have to believe in him. Because if you don't trust him, how is it that you can ask him to do something for you? If you don't praise him, how is it that you're even thanking him for doing and about to do for him? And if you don't believe in him, why are you even doing the other two? Why are you even asking even for help? Amen. So the lines is open. Again, that number is 347-857-3925. And you can press the 1 if you're in need of prayer. Have that praise report. Just want to give, you know, the world your testimony. If you would like to accept Jesus into your life today. Until then, I will just continue. What is trust? Trust assures reliance on the character ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. One in which confidence is placed, a charge or duty imposed in faith or confidence, or as a condition of some relationship, to place confidence. So today, are you placing confidence today in your Lord and Savior, knowing that his word will not return to him void? Are you doing so today? We're going to begin our reading today from Psalms 37. So remember now, go ahead, get your Bible. Those of you that have iPods and, you know, you have your phone in your hand, you know, you have that Bible app. I'm sure you download that Bible app on your phone. Just go ahead and follow along with me. Amen. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. But they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. We'll read that again. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed in the Lord. Everything, do good. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Pray for those that take your kindness for weakness. Don't render evil for evil. Trust in God today. Trust that when you ask him for help, already done. That's why you're going to give him the praise, and that's why you're going to believe that it's already done. It said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. God got you covered. He gave us angels that we can dispatch around us and go before us, but we don't do that. So trust in your Creator. Trust in the God that you serve today. It said, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Can you imagine? Everything that you could want, that he will give you if you can trust, if you can believe, if you can praise him through it, before it happens, and even after it happens. He is telling you. He's telling you what he will do. So commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Look back over your life, the things that you have asked God for. Sometimes it'll be, no, my child, that's not for you. But God don't give you nothing that is worthless. He gave you the best of the best. But we have to commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. All those that want to do witchcraft and evil against you, their day will come. Just trust in the Lord. Trust in the word and bring his word back to his remembrance. He know what he tells us. He just want us to do it. That's what he wants. Says, cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. For those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. That's the fate of the wicked. So don't render evil for evil. He says, cease from anger. Cease from anger. Didn't say you can't be angry. Cease from anger. Go ahead and give it to God. Lord, you said vengeance is yours. You said you will fight against those that fight against me. This is how you begin to get peace, and people will look at you when they're going on and on, and you can just talk to them in a, you know, a common voice. And if you know that anger is creeping up, walk away and say, Lord, help me, and trust that he will take care of it for you. He can do it better than we can. But our problem sometimes, we want that pung of flesh. We want to do damage. We can't trust God to take care of, you know, what it is that we're going through. We may be going through some type of sickness in your body, and you can't trust God to heal you from it. Some people want to go to the witch doctor. He said, by his stripes, you are healed. Yet we can't trust in the word. But we want people to trust us. But we can't trust God with the word that he has given us. The word that we can lean on. The word where it will not return to God void, but it will accomplish what it set out to. Trust today. Trust in your Lord and Savior. Trust in your Creator. Trust when he said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, you're going through whatever type of sickness. Yes, you're going through a broken heart. Yes, you're going through a loss. But trust God, because he is right there. He is right there with you. When you think that you can make it another day and you begin to get weary, and all of a sudden you get that burst of energy, that burst of strength, where do you think you got it from? He gave it to you. Everything that we have, he gave it to us. How we use it is a different story now. But today, trust in him, in the God that created thee. Trust in him. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Bring the words back to his remembrance, people. Bring it back today. In Psalms 118, give you time to turn to Psalms 118. And we're going to start at the 8th verse. It says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Read it again. It is better to trust in the Lord than to princes. Say, all nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compass me about, yeah. They compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You can praise God. You can lift his name on high. You can trust him, and you can pray for God's mercy. You can pray for his mercy. Mercy for your enemies. For they know not what they say nor do against you. They don't. Because they allow the enemy to use them. That's why we need to examine ourselves on a daily basis and continue to go before our Father. We have that opportunity to do so, to go before the Father and ask for forgiveness. See, back in the olden days, I would say the Bible days before Jesus came and died for our sins, they had to go to the priest. They had to bring offerings, you know, for their sins. They know what they have to do and confess their sins. Imagine, can you imagine that you have to wait a whole year before you can go to get your sins atoned? A whole year. And we can bow before him now on a daily basis, getting it right. They didn't, it was a different time period back there with them. Totally different time period. Even the priest himself had to make sure that he was right. Because the God that he serves, the God that he trusts in, know that God do not play. So when he's going behind the holies of holies, if he himself was not right with God, he was a goner right then and there. God is not one to play with. And today we play with God. We think that we can come to God any kind of how, and it's okay. If he was doing it back then, the priest had to get it right. Who is us? We ourselves need to be getting it right with God. There is no question about it. We need to get it right with God. Trust in the process allowing you to go through, chipping off you know, all the things that you have been through, that you don't hold anger, but you can trust in him to give you that peace. You can trust in him to deliver you from it, and praise him no matter what you're going through. Is it hard at times? Yes, it's hard when you focus on what it is that you're going through. But he said, trust in him. Trust in the man. Man will fail you. Over in Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to go to, let's start at the fourth verse. It says, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Praise God. Trust in him. It's not you yourself doing it. Allow God to work in you today. I tell you, today we have the privilege that we can go before God, ask for forgiveness, repent. We can do that today. Some of us choose not to, but he give us free will. Some choose not to. We don't have to go to a priest today to confess our sins. We can go to God. And if you have aught against your brother or your sister, go before them and you be forgiven as well. You be forgiven as well. There is no other God but him. No other God. He is the creator of all things. He is the creator of all things. Can you believe that today? Can you trust in whatever situation that you're going through today, that there is a God and he hears your prayers? And you can trust him in bringing you through. He said, Lord, you said you will never leave me nor forsake me. Oh, God, I need you. We talk about where your help come from yesterday. As you ask for help, trust that he is there and he's hearing. And he is helping you. He is helping you. In Psalm 71, it says, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. Be thou strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandments to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hands of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. He will fight against those that fight against you. And you know David. David went into battle, but he always will consult with God. He will pray when his enemies then was coming. Imagine you serve someone and they turn around and try to have you killed. And because of who he is, God covered him. Amen. We have a caller. Amen. You're live on the air.
Praise the Lord. Praise Hello. The Lord. Praise the Hello. Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me?
Yes, Pastor George. I'm hearing you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for you. I thank God for each and every listener. I thank God for what he's doing on this day. As I always say, for this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I was hearing you saying, trust in the Lord. There's nothing like trusting in the Lord. And we got to have that faith to trust in God, because the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So if we don't believe in there's a God, try breathing on your own, try walking on your own, try doing things on your own without the assistance of the Almighty God, because he created you in his image and his likeness. He knows all about you. He knows everything there is to know about you. He knows about your problems before your problems exist. He knows how to solve the problem before the problem exists. He went into your past to create your future. He is the Almighty God. He is El Shaddai, Elohim. He is the anointed one that we all should put our trust in, not in man, because as you say, man will fail you every time. God has never let us down, no matter what situation we came into, whatever situation to come across our path. We call on God. He's always responds to our call. All we have to do is trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And Psalms 91, in order to trust in God, you have to, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. In him will I trust. He says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare and from the north and pestilence. He shall cover thee under his feathers, under his wings, shall thy trust. Or it says, take refuge. If you take refuge, you got to trust in the refuge that you take. Okay? His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but they shall not come nigh thee. So whatever you're doing, just trust in the Lord. He will take care of everything there is that you need taken care of. Why? Because he loves you. He loves you more than you love yourself. The Bible says, love thy neighbor as thyself. If you don't love yourself, then how can you love your neighbor? But you have to trust in the process of the love that God has for you in this day, in this hour, in this season. Because God will not fail you. God won't let you down. God will not let you go. The only way God will let you go is you jump yourself out of his presence and try to do things from this day forward on your own, and he's just going to let you go ahead on and make a mockery of it, because the Bible says he will laugh at our calamities. Could you imagine you trying to handle things on your own? You tell God, I don't need you to handle it. I got it. I got it. And he just sitting on the throne just laughing. Oh, ye a little faith. Why can't you trust the process that I'm putting before you? Why can't you just trust me, the creator, your God? I am your God. I am your provider. I am everything you need is in God if we just put our trust in him and lean not to your own understanding. Because your understanding means nothing. You don't even understand what you understand. So how you expect God to understand what you don't understand? if you don't trust God. It's all about trust today. The whole thing is about trusting God, the process that he's taking you through. Trust the process that God is taking you through, and he won't steer you wrong if you just trust the process. The process is what makes us. The process is what keeps us. The process is what makes us who we are today by trusting in God, the Almighty God, the creator of all things, the heavens and the earth, the one who made you, the one who keeps you, the one who controls your breathing, your heartbeat, your blood pressure, your whatever it is that you need controlling. God is in control of it. It may seem like it's out of whack, but it's not really out of whack because he just wants you to trust the process that he's taking you through. That's all he needs you to do. Trust the process that we're talking about, and he will not steer you wrong ever again in your life. Amen?
Amen. 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 That was a surprise, Pastor George. I thank you for coming in and even sharing that word there with us, because times is so hard for them to trust God, to see them through whatever it is that they are going through. So we thank you for the word of wisdom coming forth today. Amen.
Amen. I just took a little time out of work. I heard you. I said, let me tune in just for a little bit to give an encouraging word to somebody who may be going through something. Whatever it is you're going through, trust the process. Whatever you may not understand what God is doing in this season, trust the process. God knows exactly what he's doing. We may not understand it. We may not try to figure it out. But just let God do what God going to do, and everything going to be all right. And I thank you.
Amen.
I'm going back to work.
Amen. Be blessed, Pastor. Amen, amen, amen. And in your trusting time, you ought to praise God in that process that he is bringing you through, and he is there with you as you go through. And praise, what is praise? It says to proclaim the glory of, to express a favorable judgment of, to glorify, especially by the attribution of perfection, to express praise. You praise him in the morning, you praise him in the noonday, you praise him in the evening, you praise him like you have lost your mind, but you lost your mind for Christ. People would look at you when you're going through and you're praising God, you're thanking God, you know, God got this. He's seeing me through. He's bringing me through. I looked at my unsaved loved one, and I've been praying, and I see the process that God is bringing them through. I am sick in my body, and I see the healing process that I am going through. You look at what it is that you're dealing with, and you praise God. Someone may be, you know, trying to cause you to lose your job, and you know, because he gives you the spirit of awareness and alertness of what it is that is going on. He gives you that insight, that heads up. And you know what? You still praise God. You still praise him and trust in him. I can tell you, years ago when I was driving motor coach, and we, you know, you do logs. And in doing your logs, you can't lie on your logs. So especially if they have the hard copy and you just have the copy of it. And they told me that they caught me tailgating on the highway. At the time that they said that I was tailgating on the highway, I was parked on Disney property with about 50 other buses chartered that day. But they accused me of doing it, and they let me go. Hear what I say. They let me go. They called me in the office, and they let me go. And when I went home, one of my coworkers had invited me to go to, there was a revival that was going on at New Destiny Church. And I was like, okay. And I went. And this was before I came into the ministry that I'm in now. And when I went, Ron Canole was there, and in his playing, you know, the song, doing worship and everything, and he said, you ought to praise God, because while you're in here praising God, he is working it out on the outside for you. And I begin to praise God. And I'm praising God, and I'm just like letting go of everything that happened, because the same time, the same day that they released me from my job was the very day, that night, I went to that revival. And when I went home, I left there, I was feeling good. I was feeling good. And I went home the morning I woke up. I'm going to say now, it's the Holy Spirit that said to me, look at your logbook. And the time that they said that I was there, that's where I saw where I was at. And I wasn't where they said that I was. So I was like, cue Jesus. And at that very same time, a co-worker of mine called, and she said, tell me what I heard is not true. And I said, what did you hear? And she told me, I said, yeah, I'm no longer there. And she said to me, confirmation now, did you check your logbook to what they said? And I told her, yes, I did. She said, okay, then you know what you have to do. And I walk in. See, when you serve an awesome God, even when you're foolish enough not to give him praise, God is still there. But I was foolish enough to give God the praise. Give God the praise. And when I went in to see the safety manager, because he was so happy that I wasn't there no more. Because when you go into work, you go into work and you have your standards and you don't lay them down for nobody. When you're serving God, or you're in the beginning stages of saying, Lord, teach me, he's going to teach you. He's going to guide you. He's going to order your steps. And let me tell you, I went in there and I showed him my logbook. And I'm sorry if you're listening to me and you're a Caucasian. I'm not prejudiced, but let me tell you, you have prejudiced people in this world. Talk the truth. Shame the devil. And let me tell you, when I show him that logbook, the color just drained from his face. And he told me, oh, well, you have to go up to the main office. No problem. And I took my logbook and I went to the main office. And when I went up there, I was one with one of the owners of the company and the head of safety when I went up there. And I showed them my logbook. Mind you, I was praising God like I have lost my mind in that revival. When I went up there to them and I showed them my logbook, I said, you all said, first off, at such and such time, I was on the highway and you saw me tailgating another vehicle. I said, but as you can see, my logbook shows that I was sitting on Disney property. Okay? And in sitting on Disney property, I'm logged off. I'm resting. You have the hard copy. I can't make no changes. The logs have numbers on it. So you can't falsify it because they can go back and pull your logs. So the owner of the company said to me, well, if you want your job back, you can have it back. And I looked at him. I said, if I want my job back, I can have it back? I said, no. It's not if I want my job back, you're going to give me my job back. I am not here begging you for the job back. You know you was wrong. You know what you did was wrong. But you didn't expect me to pay attention and go back. You didn't expect that. So now you're going to come off sarcastically? No. I say, and if you don't give me my job back, I will be owning half this company, if not all of the company, because I will sue you. That's what I told them. Not only that I got my job back, the raise that they didn't want to give me, I got my raise. And with that, policy was changed. So when you're praising God and trusting in the God that you serve, he will work it out for you. You can stand boldly before whoever you go before when you're standing in the right. And stand your ground. Don't compromise the God that you serve by saying, oh, no, God, no. Stand boldly. Stand boldly and know who it is that you're serving. Trust in him. Praise him no matter what it is that you're going through. Praise him. You're sick in your body. Praise him. You feel like giving up. Or you see someone and, you know, you have to intercede for others. Teach them to praise God. Share your testimony. Your testimony can save someone's life. It can save someone's life. It can help that person go through, letting them know that not only that they have you touching and agreeing with them, but they have the Father. They have the Father that is there with them. Teach them to praise. You may be hurting. Praise God. Thank him for what he is doing. Thank him doing. Trust the process that you're going through. Trust the process that you're going through and praise him through it. Psalms 23 alone, you'll have to be praising God. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You shall not want for nothing. Thank you, Jesus, for supplying all my needs. Thank him If you can't open your mouth, give God a wave. Make that joyful noise today. Do that Judah praise today. Because they say when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Favor begin to show forth. Not only that you're trusting him, but you're praising him through the process. Psalms 148. It said, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He had also established them forever and ever. He had made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deep. Fire and hail, snow and vipers, stormy winds fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel. Nay unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise him in your going out. Praise him in your coming in. Praise him for waking you up this morning. Praise him for bringing you through what you thought that you couldn't even go through. But God. But God was there. And everything that the enemy meant for your bad, God is turning it around for your good. Are you trusting the process today? Do you mind that God have you on a potter's wheel, shaping and molding you? And in your shaping and in your molding, you're still praising him. You're not saying, man, forget this God thing. I can't do this. He's not bringing me through this, but he's bringing you through stronger, stronger than you were before, that you're able to help someone else. Our problem is we think that we ourselves that is doing it. We're not. The God that created he, the God that is mindful of us, God that is so faithful that when we call upon him, he is there. We can praise him through the process. And when you're feeling weary, remember, God is there. He didn't leave you nor forsake you. Don't take your eyes. You see what happened to Peter when he took his eyes off of him. We come before God, asking him for help, knowing that where our help comes from. Read the word. Read the word for yourself. The scriptures that I have read to you, you can go back and read the whole chapter. You can go back and read that whole book and ask God for his wisdom, his knowledge, and understanding. Remember, I tell you, whatever it is that you're going through, you can find it here within these 66 books of the Bible. You can find it. You need healing? Look for the healing scriptures. Write them down. Meditate. Talk to God. Have that conversation with God. Begin to have that relationship with God. Begin to have the relationship with God. People go to church religiously, but do they have that relationship with God? Do they have a relationship with God? Or they're just saying, I go to church. I am this in church. I am that in church. It doesn't matter what you is in church. Do you have that relationship with God? Do you go before God on a daily basis? Because we all have sinned and fall short. We all have. I don't exclude myself. We all do. But do we go and ask God for forgiveness? And as we ask in God for forgiveness, and someone come to you and ask you for forgiveness, do you forgive them? Trust the process that God is taking you through. Trust, you know, I made a reference one time years ago. And when I said it, I just said it at the time. But over the years, I realized what I said. And I told the person, I say, I may be looking a hot mess right now. I say, but you know what? Just like when Jesus was going to the cross, he was looking a hot mess. I said, but when he came up off the cross, you couldn't touch him. I said, so I'm going to go through. I said, because you ain't going to be able to touch me either. Not really paying attention to what I said. But you know what? And God was mindful. He was mindful of me because he knew what I was about to go through. And when you can sit and you can, it's told to you, God said, you have passed the test. I didn't give up on God. I didn't curse God. I trusted the process. I went through. I praised God. I gave him the honor, the glory, and praise. And when I was feeling weak and didn't want to go on, couldn't see my way, I was surrounded by people that touched and agreed with me, encouraged me, lift me up and say, praise God. That's why I said praises confuse the enemy, because when they think that they have the victory over you, you show them that you are victorious, that you can praise God no matter what that you're going through today. And you trust in him, you praise in him, you believe in him. You believe in him today. Know the God that you serve. Know who you are and who you belong to today. You are not what man say that you are, but you are who God say you are. Trust the process today, people. Praise him and believe in him. I just noticed that my time is almost up. I was just, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you allow me to bring forth at this time. I thank you for the listeners, Lord, trusting that they can trust, praise, and just believe in you more, calling upon you and go through the process. Father, help them, Lord, to continue to call on your name. For Father, we know that you're merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord. Use them, Lord Father, to be a light in someone else's darkness, Lord. Help them to be bold soldiers, O God, in your kingdom this day, Lord. And Father, for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, O God, we ask you this day, Lord Father, that let not the day go out, Lord Father, before they repent. And Father, invite you into their heart as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we honor you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord, for your will being done this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I enjoyed it. I trust you enjoyed it. I thank Pastor George for coming on and just, you know, sharing with us as well. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and you can click on the link. And if you do not follow us or like us, just go ahead and hit that follow and like button today on Facebook. You will know when we go on live. We have some awesome men and women of God that comes on this broadcast to bring forth what thus say the Lord. And they allow God to use them. So join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us tomorrow night. Yes, every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So if you're not ashamed or afraid, come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Doesn't matter what church you go to, we are not asking you to leave your church. We asking you to stand together in unity. Prayer is universal. Amen. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have service on Facebook Live. Again, for those of you that have Facebook, just go ahead, visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, and hit that like and follow button that you know when we go live or we post anything, just go ahead and do so. If you do not have Facebook, that's okay. You can still hear the service. Just join us on that conference line number 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Bible Talk. You may have a topic that you would like to talk about or, you know, learn more about, you know, the Lord. Let me tell you, there's some awesome listening. The floor is always open for questions. Again, join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. If God had laid it upon your heart to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, you enjoy the message, continue to like to hear the broadcast. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's L-O-G-I-O-N logianint@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at logianinternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 27704. Till then, be blessed and hope to hear you on the prayer conference line tomorrow at 11 p.m. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as
I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go
and I let God
let him have it. That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go
and I let God
let him have it. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As soon as I stop worrying how the story is,
I can let go
and I can let God
let him have.
My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.